This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet, has will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge, will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
That's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper or spreadsheet and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement. It's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired someone without income?
Still haven't yet. No.
So you need income. You need, it's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, you know, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible, and then once we're Medicare eligible, you know, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, you know, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research. And your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget, and then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security, if you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in, because now we can calculate out with a pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? All the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest in those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts, like you talked about, the CDs. You know, maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk, But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Double digits. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The healthcare and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one, to me, right now, is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the, you know, the job, what, 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax-efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need, and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax-efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing, or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and we've talked about first and foremost income, and if you haven't crafted a true budget and understand what you need in retirement, if you haven't calculated out or figured out how do I time or claim Social Security, if I have a pension, we haven't even thought about should I take the lump sum, should we take survivor benefits if I take the monthly income? And most importantly, talking about taxes, if you haven't figured out what's my current tax rate, where am I going to be in retirement? Have I done a good job saving in pre-tax assets so that I have to calculate out how that's going to affect me 10, 15 years in retirement? That's what we do here. Myself, Ethan, our team, through your retirement blueprint, that's a planning process that will look at those five key areas that we've been talking about today, and we will help you craft your own retirement blueprint specific to your unique circumstance. You have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Once you make that phone call, we can schedule and we'll make it convenient for you, a 15-minute initial consultation on the phone. We can do a virtual meeting. You can come into the office for a vision meeting. We'd be happy to do that. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet, This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to their website to learn more. A lot of information there, white papers on different topics, for example, Social Security, you know, investment, the volatility in the markets. It's accurateradio.com. Go get any or all, whatever. There's no cost to you. It's just there for your information. accurateradio.com. Then if you get some of that and you have questions, you can always call the team. There's no cost to do that either. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. All right. So we're going to talk about five financial stages of life. And Rod Stewart's song, Ooh La La, and the line that states, I wish I knew what I know now when I was younger. And I think most of us could get on board with that one. Hannah Miners is a freelance copywriter and a content expert. And recently she wrote Things I Would Tell My 20-Year-Old Self. And she provides 10 things that she would tell her 20-year-old self. So you think about it, Ethan, you're a lot younger than Kurt and I. So if you could just go back, what, a decade?
Yeah, just about a decade.
Just a decade. What advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And then, Kurt, maybe go back about 3.5 decades. What advice would you guys give your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, it's funny. We were chatting about that before the show, and I was thinking, what was I doing a decade ago? I was trying to figure out how to get to the Pirates playoffs games because they were the first time that they had made the playoffs in 20 years. So I was scraping up money wherever I could to get myself and my buddies to each of those playoff games.
And I would say I'm not this way anymore, but everyone was different when they were younger, and I was trying to think about, I would probably give myself the advice that just buy the case of PBR versus Heineken, because Heineken tastes much better, but the cost probably isn't worth that.
Right. There's a lot of different things we were doing when we were 20, but one piece of advice I would give myself would be to start saving and investing at that age, just because of the power of compounding interest. That was something that very quickly Kurt taught me was, hey, look how powerful it is. If you start investing at that young age and you can be consistent with it and investing for growth at 20 years old, by the time that you're 50 or 60, that can really accumulate to a powerful amount of money, maybe even $1 million, just by starting with a small amount of money and doing it consistently.
And I would tell myself, time goes a lot quicker than what you think it's going to. So as a 20-year-old, those years, it doesn't fly by, but before you recognize it, Mark, and you've probably seen that yourself, you're not 20 anymore, you're 30. Time goes by quicker, and you got to really pay attention to what you're doing and look at, down the road, 10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, I think you go to school and it's like, holy cow, this year's lasting forever.
Yes.
Then you get to 50 and 60, you're like, holy cow, the year's already halfway done. What's going on? Everything's moving faster. So you think back when you were 20, whether you knew it or not, you were already laying the groundwork toward your financial future later in life. So really, it's kind of our home environment. My parents, I think, were more careful with their money because their grandparents lived during the Great Depression. I don't worry about things. So that's why I still work at the age of 63, because I didn't do the way I should have done probably in putting the money away. But we talk a lot on this show about the stages of retirement. And so you think about the go-go, the slow-go, the no-go. We've certainly talked about that. But financial planners say that there are five financial stages of life. So we're going to talk about these five financial stages of life, and it starts with your early career year. So Kurt, if you think about it, your clients have kids or grandkids even that are in this first stage, that right around 20. How can we pay forward information to the next generation and help them find their own financial footing? Because if you think back to your 20-year-old self, your parents did not know what they were talking about. We knew it all back then.
I mean, we all want our kids and grandkids to be successfully independent. We want them to do better than what we've done. We don't want that next generation, Mark, waiting on an inheritance, because I can tell you the people we plan for, they're not planning on leaving an inheritance. I mean, most of my clients say today, hey, if there's something left, I want to leave it efficiently as possible to the kids and the grandkids, but we're more concerned with us and taking care of ourselves during this stage. And so there are some things we, and one of the things we offer, Mark, is there's a book called The Latte Factor, and we utilize that book as a free giveaway to a lot of our clients if they're going to give it to children or grandchildren, and it sort of relates to that younger generation, saving money and how that equates to your daily life. But, you know, you got to build up savings and set aside an emergency fund. You got to get the basic insurances like life and health and disability. And obviously, you got to live within your means. And I think that's something sometimes the younger generation wants everything right now, and they're willing to mortgage their future on having everything we took years and years to accumulate, and they want it all right now. But I think it's important. We do a lot of teaching and planning for clients and grandchildren of our existing clientele because it is important to them.
So Accurate Solutions Group is really about helping pre-retirees get ready for retirement, and retirees make sure their plan is working, and if they don't have one, to help them create one. Do you work, Kurt, with people in this early stage, the just getting out of college or just got, you know, getting your first job and then getting your first home, having a family and all that? Do you help people in that area?
We do, but let me preface this, because I mean, we really specialize, Mark, in transitioning individuals from the accumulation phase of life into the retirement phase. So our average clientele are somewhat older. And when I say that, I'm talking 50s and somewhat older. But we do make an exception for existing clients. We will work with their children and their grandchildren, who are often not quite that early on in that phase, but in their 20s and into their 30s. And we do that because they are, you know, they're the family of our existing clients. But traditionally, we are more specializing in transition, because when you're transitioning from the accumulation phase into the retirement phase, it's not just about growing assets anymore. It's about income planning, tax planning, being efficient tax-wise with that income. It's about proper investment allocation, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. And there's much more involved with that.
So Ethan, when you think about these early stages of our lives, right, working, starting a family, and so forth, how do we find, because I think a lot of people just have a 401k at work and they're just kind of hoping that it all works out, don't really know what they should put it in. And you can't go by past experience because there's no guarantee that that stock that 5 years ago was fantastic is going to be great now. How do we find the right financial professional for our stage of life?
Yeah, we have to make sure when you're considering your options, you're doing the research and asking those types of questions. Where Kurt just stated, our focus at Accurate Solutions Group is helping clients into and through retirement. So if someone's calling at 21 years old, just getting started, we may not be the best fit for that person. So if they're in that boat, they need to ask the questions. What do you specialize in? What is your focus on? You know, all financial advisors aren't the same. We don't provide the same type of service and guidance. And if you're interviewing them or searching on the internet for who might be the best fit, you have to ask those questions and do your research.
So, Kurt, is it ever too early to start thinking about planning for retirement?
I would say, believe it or not, I would say yes, there it is. Right out of college, or where you can get your first job and you're just getting established, and maybe you're just getting an apartment or you're just buying a house, you have to establish that emergency account first and foremost. And I would say establishing that emergency account even before you start funding a retirement account through work, because you don't want to have to take a withdrawal from a 401k versus having a savings account. So I think there is too early to be planning for retirement. But I would say this, Mark, a lot of people we talk to, they're 2 years away. They're 3 years away. And they say, oh, it's too early on. I'll get together with you guys closer to retirement. And that's too late. So I would say the red zone, 5 to 10 years away from retirement, is not too early to start planning and putting a true plan in place.
Yeah, and I would totally agree with that. If you're younger, just starting out in saving, you really probably don't need to be paying a financial advisor or a money manager to manage a portfolio. You know, you simply want to be adding into a growth-oriented fund, something low cost, maybe in the S&P 500. And if you can do that consistently and start accumulating wealth, that's when it's time to start considering some financial plan.
And what I would mention, Ethan had answered that previous question about what kind of questions to be asking. One of the things you really need to ask is, what standard do you follow? There's still two standards with investment advice. There's a suitability standard and a fiduciary standard. And here at Accurate Solutions Group, when we give out investment advice, we follow fiduciary standard, which means we're required by law to put the interest of yourself over and above the interest of myself or our firm. That's the first place. The second thing you really need to ask, Mark, is what worlds do you operate in? Meaning, are you licensed not only in the investment world, but are you also licensed in the insurance world? Because the product and product selections we're using in retirement are much different than just growing assets heading towards retirement. So those are the couple things. And lastly, what is your planning process? Do you cover healthcare? Do you cover income, proper investment allocation, taxes, and legacy planning? We do that at Accurate Solutions Group in what we call your retirement blueprint. It's customized to you, specific to your circumstance. We'll walk you through every step of life in retirement, starting first and foremost with income, helping you maximize Social Security, looking at your other sources of income, looking at a budget, and helping you formulate a realistic budget. And if there's a gap between the income coming in and the budget, have you saved enough, and how do we structure for that cash flow? 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can schedule a vision meeting. We can answer a question for you over the phone. We can schedule a virtual meeting. But if you haven't begun that planning process, I would highly encourage you, whether you're 2 years away, 3 years away, or 8 years away, now is the time to begin that process. 412-515-3355.
So we're talking about the five main stages to your financial life. Stage one is maybe you're 20 years old. So maybe you're in your 20s. Stage two, you're starting the family, buying a house. Maybe you're in your 30s. Stage three is basically when, hey, the kids are getting off to school. Maybe now you're really getting closer to think about it. Maybe you're in your 40s, early 50s, because now you're starting to think about it. That's where we're going next. And that's what we're going to talk about to wrap up this show a little bit, is these five financial stages. And remember, everybody gets into these at different times. Everybody looks at it differently. Kurt and Ethan are here to help. 412-515-3355. Glad you're with us. More right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. If you'd like more information, you just got some questions, you don't really want to talk with a team yet, but you're really trying to figure out retirement, you're not there yet, but you're like, boy, there's a lot of moving pieces, go to the website that Kurt and Ethan have started just for you, AccurateRadio.com, AccurateRadio.com. A lot of great information to try to help get you thinking about retirement and maybe some of the areas that maybe you need to learn more about. AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. Of course, you can always talk with the team. There's no cost to do so. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about the five financial stages of life. So really, it starts with whether you went to college or not, but kind of in your 20s is that first stage. The second stage, now you're starting a family, buying a house. Well, this third stage of our financial life, and we're going to talk about five, so we're going to cover the last three stages of our financial life in this segment. The third stage is really an important one. It's kind of your pre-retirement years, and you think about your money right now. it's probably not going to be the same situation. You're going to do all the things with your money in 10 or 20 years. You're not going to be doing the same things. We're not doing the same thing today that we were doing 20 years ago with our money. So this has really occurred, I would think, kind of an exciting time for folks because this third stage, the house hopefully is paid off, the kids are off the payroll, and you're in your peak earning years. But this is also the time, I would imagine, Kurt, you would say you really don't want to make any bad, terrible financial decisions that could cause you issues in the next couple stages.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. And I've seen both sides of the fence, unfortunately. I've seen people in those last few years heading into retirement do some things that have really been detrimental or even delayed the retirement. And I've seen others plan so well that they were ready to retire. And so those last couple of years can be critically important. Some of the things you really should be thinking about or should be happening during this phase is, you know, your mortgage and other debts should be close to being paid off or paid off heading into retirement. Start thinking about tax strategies. People don't realize in retirement you still have taxes to pay. And so make sure we have a good understanding of what kind of cash flow we need coming in and what's the tax liability on that cash flow going to be and what strategies, if any, should we be considering putting into place to maybe mitigate taxes in retirement. You got to plan for that budget, and people don't like that word, but you got to look at, hey, how am I going to maintain this lifestyle? And if I can't maintain the lifestyle I'm currently living, what is my lifestyle going to be on the income I am going to be able to generate? Because that could help answer the question, are you ready to retire or not? Start thinking about healthcare. Healthcare is a big issue. And often, Mark, the biggest issue is transitioning someone from retirement to Medicare. So oftentimes we'll have clients retire pre-age 65. They're not eligible for Medicare and an Advantage or a Medigap plan. And so we have to go to the Affordable Care Act. Well, how much is that going to cost? Have we factored that in? Are you eligible for subsidies? So you got to take healthcare into consideration. And again, a lot of clients will upgrade things in their house. They'll get the driveway paved. They'll get the roof done. They'll get a new hot water tank and a new furnace if those things are necessary, because they want to head into retirement with at least being in a position to know there aren't going to be major expenses in those first few years.
I like that. That's a good idea. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to start my Social Security at full retirement age and then have over 100 grand from 66 and 8 months to 70 so I can do all of that, Kurt. I like that.
There you go.
I like that. Here's the deal, Ethan. One of the things that we always talk about on the show is that you guys are more than willing and more than happy to give somebody a second opinion, right? And you can't get the second opinion from somebody that gave you the first opinion. The problem is, I think most people, if they came in to sit down with you, it might be their first opinion because we've just kind of been working, putting our head down, raising kids, whatever it was, putting money in the 401k and hoping for the best. And we've never really sat down with anybody to do so. So first opinion, second opinion, when is a good time to start thinking about it?
Yeah, it's definitely a good time. We like to talk in football terms. You know, when you're in the red zone of retirement, I think that's a great time to get a second opinion. So maybe 5 to 10 years away, 10 years being a little bit further, but the red zone being closer to 5 years from retirement. Because think about it, if you're watching a Pittsburgh Steelers game, they're getting into the red zone, so they're close to the end zone, close to scoring, and Kenny Pickett throws an interception. That is so frustrating. They don't have time to make that up. You know, they were so close to scoring. So you don't want to be making big mistakes right before retirement. You don't have the time to make it up and adjust accordingly. So if you're 5 years away from retirement, that is a great time to start seeking a second opinion on the plan that you have.
And oftentimes, Mark, we actually do get true second opinions. So someone's recently retired 2 years in or 5 years into retirement, and things might not be going exactly the way they thought they were going to, or the planning, they recognize that, hey, maybe we're just getting investment advice and we're not with the right type of advisor. So oftentimes we will give second opinions. It's never too late. It's better early, but it's absolutely never too late to get that second opinion.
So you could do so just by calling the team at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-3355. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure either. Kurt and Ethan are pretty laid back. They're here to help if they can. They'd love to help you. 412-515-3355. Ethan, there's no question that there is a transition for a lot of folks when they're going from working to retirement. Now, we know that, you know, the working years, the accumulation phase, the retirement years, the de-accumulation phase, if you will. But there, a lot of people have a hard time moving from one to the other. Others, it's seamless. So what is it? Well, tell me a little bit about this transition from working to retirement.
Yeah, it's a big difference in the accumulation mode when you're working hard at saving money and paying down debt to the deaccumulation mode. People feel like this bucket of money that they save for retirement, they can just never touch because they don't want something to happen to it. But we have to remind those clients that that's why you saved this money. That's why you worked for 30, 40 years and accumulated this wealth, is once you're retired, now you probably will need that to supplement Social Security, especially for folks that don't have a pension. And we meet a lot of people that are good at saving and maybe not that good at spending because they don't feel comfortable. They don't feel like they can ever take from their accounts. And we have to do some psychological coaching with them to say it is okay as long as they have a budget in place, a target to be spending, and we've shown them that that's affordable for what they have saved. It is okay to be spending that money.
And what's interesting is, you know, Mark, we'll put a plan in place, we'll help them budget, we'll figure out cash flow, and they end up saving and taking a withdrawal sometimes a little bit more than what they have to, because literally all they're doing is each and every month they're putting a portion of that into a savings account. So, you know, they've gone from saving and they can't just adjust to spending that money. So they, in their mind, they think, okay, well, I'm just going to take a little bit more than what I need to because I can still save some of that into the emergency account. And there's nothing wrong with that, except, I mean, if you're looking at X's and O's, they're going from the potential of earning a pretty competitive rate to maybe earning 2 or 3% in the savings.
All right. So the last two stages of our financial life, right? We started out maybe in our 20s, then our 30s, and then we get into our 40s and 50s. The last two stages of your financial life happen during your retirement. In your early retirement years, that's when you want to do all the fun stuff, the big bucket list items and all of that. So, Kurt, how do you help create a spending strategy so we can enjoy those early years of retirement without spending too much too quickly?
Yeah, I mean, we have to be realistic. So realistic simply means, you know, once we figure out a realistic budget, and the easiest way to do that, Mark, is prior to retirement, literally for 30 days, just write down everything you spend. Some of these items are really easy to account for. You know what your taxes are every year. You know what your utilities are and that sort of thing. But recognize if you go to Starbucks every morning or like I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning, you have to add that up because in the course of a month, that's $100 in coffee. So really take a look at what you're spending and then recognize that you have to adjust to what that budget's going to be for you. You can't just increase the monthly income to meet your current lifestyle if you haven't saved enough money. And the best time to figure that out, again, is prior to retirement. But be realistic and don't underestimate certain expenses, because we often have clients underestimate healthcare. They think, I'm going to be on Medicare and a supplement to Medicare, and so we're only going to spend $200 a month. But what we have to recognize is, you know, Medicare Part B is $165 a month each. And for a married couple, that's $330. And then if you have Medigap coverage, now you're looking at $600, $700 a month in total premiums, plus every once in a while some copays and out-of-pocket. Don't underestimate expenses. Be realistic with a budget. And then live within your means.
So, Ethan, that final stage would be, okay, we need an estate plan. We have legacy goals. How are we going to leave things? Do we need long-term care? Funeral plans and all of that, I suppose. So that, we don't need to worry about that until we're well into our 80s.
Yeah, this is the one that really sneaks up on people, because it's not a fun conversation to have, talking about when one spouse passes or both of you pass away. So it tends to be put off by a lot of clients. And as people, we're reactionary, right? We start to feel age catching up to us and slowing down and say, okay, now's the time. If they need to put a trust in place, now's the time that we do that because we're starting to feel our age. But sometimes that's too late. There is a look back period if we put a trust in place, you know, within Pennsylvania, a 5-year look back period, where that trust is no good if it's within that 5-year period. So I want to talk to our clients about it somewhat earlier in retirement. That way they can be done with it, have that plan in place, and be able to be comfortable throughout the rest of their retirement.
Yeah, well, we're talking about trust. I mean, we're definitely not attorneys. We don't give out legal advice, but we have some generalities. If someone asks us specifically about certain things, we can give enough general information for them to determine, hey, is this someone I need to see about setting up some type of trust?
Yeah, and when it comes to estate planning, we operate somewhat like a quarterback, where we can refer our clients to good estate planning attorneys in the area that can work with them with their goals to put a trust in place if that's appropriate, or help get a will if they don't have one, or power of attorney, those important documents that they may not have. So if you're listening to us today and you haven't started with that, maybe you're on phase 3 of the retirement life, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We can walk you you through the remaining phases with your own retirement blueprint. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Remember, there's no cost, there's no obligation. This plan is tailored to you, your goals, and your concerns. You have to take the first step, which is calling us. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we've got one more segment to go, our final segment of today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, coming up right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
This is Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I just wanted to make a quick mention of our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon here at our office in Butler Township in Renfrew. And we are literally halfway between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But this is open to the general public. We encourage everyone to come and bring as much stuff to shred as you possibly can.
Just in time for spring cleaning, this is a great opportunity to get rid of those shreds. Maybe you have tax documents you'd like to get rid of. We partner with Out of Sight Shredding. It benefits the Butler County Blind Association. So the more paper we can generate, the more weight we can donate, the more we will give in a matching donation. So it's a great cause. We hope to see a lot of people out at our office for our annual Shred Day event.
And it never hurts that we have some pastries provided and an Earth Day giveaway. So definitely check us out, asgretire.com. Call our office, 412-515-3355. Get some information, but we'd love to see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Appreciate you staying with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always go to the website, asgretire.com, to learn more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team. There is a special website for you. If you just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, you can get a whole bunch of information from the team at Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt, what, Ethan, what's all in that retirement kit? If they text the word KIT, 412-515-3355, they're getting a lot of different things, aren't they?
Yeah, there's plenty to choose from. We have information on income planning and how we generate income for our clients. We have information about stock market volatility and how to properly invest your money into retirement.
Have information on taxes. So we have, I think six or seven different research reports that an income or retirement checklist. A lot of different things that, Mark, I think are helpful for individuals who are considering retirement. But hey, I don't know if I've taken all these things into consideration. There's a lot of good content, good information, and it's easily accessible.
Just by texting the word KIT to 412-515-3355. So there's also Social Security decisions in there. Will your money last? You can also set up your own one-on-one retirement strategy session just by doing that as well. So text the word KIT, 412-515-3355, and you get your availability to all of that. Either you have some, all, whatever. It's your choice. It's there. No cost to you. All right, we're going to finish up today with a little mailbag today. And Ethan, we're going to start with you today. And I always say this when we do these. The first question is from Jen in Butler. And she has a great question, but we don't really know all the particulars. We don't know where she wants to go. We don't know how much they have in savings and pensions. So we don't really know the crux of it, but it's always interesting to do these. So Kurt and Ethan will always try to figure out a way to answer. Just know that you're not getting the complete answer because they don't know the complete story. That's why I always say give them a call if you want to really find out the answer. 412-515-3355. All right, Ethan. Jen from Butler says this: my husband and I will retire around the same time, and we're considering moving abroad. How might that impact our savings and our pensions?
Wow, Jen, that's a pretty interesting goal. We've had some clients consider that. I don't know that we've had any executed, but that's pretty exciting if you end up moving abroad. And Mark, just like you said, we don't know exactly what country you're going or things like that. That could impact the taxes owed on your money when you start making withdrawals. That could impact, you know, the value of the currency, right? The U.S. dollar versus where you're headed.
It could impact your cost of living. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just don't know from where we're at today versus that host country where you're considering. Do they allow for ownership, or do you have to be a citizen mm-hmm. to have ownership? And so if you don't own, or if you do own, is it cash up front? There's a lot of countries, Mark, that just don't accept mortgages. You have to pay cash up front for somewhere. So are you going to be renting? And then what's the rent?
Yeah, we would definitely want to know where are you thinking of heading? And then we can help do some research with you to see their regulations, their rules before you make the decision to head out that way. Because that could be major, it could be to your benefit or it could be to your detriment. So we want to make sure you're making the right decision, know where you're headed, and we can help you by calling 412-515-3355.
And it really does matter where you go. I mean, I've heard if you go to like Italy, you could have 70% in taxes. You can get taxed pretty heavily in Italy. And then you also wonder about healthcare, those kind of things. Those are kind of big things. Some countries are great at healthcare, others maybe not so much. So there's a lot of factors involved in this. Be a great opportunity, I think, to sit down with a retirement planning team like Accurate Solutions Group, Jen, and talk about this and kind of here's kind of what we're thinking. What's the scenario? How's it play out? 412-515-3355. Gabe in Cranberry says this: I know that the government tends to spend a lot of money, but I'm not sure how it impacts me. How can I educate myself on ways to help protect my wealth? Kurt, you got it. That's really that's a challenge, I think, is we need to grow our money because of inflation. And if we're retired for 20, 30 years, things will cost more at the end of our retirement than it did at the start of our retirement. But we also want to make sure our money lasts. So how do we protect it?
Yeah, and so if you're of the mindset, and I'm of the mindset, and I have a bias, but my bias is I think taxes have to go up in the future. Now, I can't tell you exactly when that's going to be, Gabe, but if you're of that mindset that, hey, we're in a lot of debt as a country, and at some point we have to start paying that back, and you know, revenue to the government is taxes. So if taxes have to go up, how can I be protecting some of my wealth today? And there's we've talked on the show in the past about a lot of different things. One of the most popular things we've talked about, and one of the more effective, tax tools is a Roth conversion. It's either Roth contribution. So if you're still working, you're of that age and you have earned income and you can contribute to a Roth, it's Roth contributions. But even if you are close to retirement or in retirement and you have traditional IRA money, traditional 401k money, you can convert that to a Roth. Now, there's a lot of ins and outs and do's and don'ts. I would tell everyone listening today, it's something you ought to consider. Everyone ought to have a tax analysis completed to determine, hey, is this going to benefit me or not? For some people it will, for others it won't. But it is a wonderful tool because once it's in the Roth, it grows not tax deferred, it grows tax free. There's no age 73 required minimum distribution rule. And when you make those withdrawals in retirement, those withdrawals are tax free as well. So, you know, when you make the contribution, it's taxable as income, that contribution, that Roth conversion, but then it grows tax-free.
Yeah, this is a really important conversation to be having while tax rates are where they're at for the foreseeable future. Give us a call at 412-515-3355. We're not CPAs. We're not going to help you file your taxes or prepare your taxes, but we're looking at tax-efficient strategies and how can we bring down the taxable burden of what you have saved, because a lot of you have done a great job saving. That might mean there's a lot of taxes owed on that money. Give us a call. We can help you with that. Our number is 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan. Lindsay in Allison Park says this: I've worked hard all of my life. How can I help ensure my retirement years are as fulfilling and enjoyable as possible without having to worry about finances?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that's where Kurt and I come in, right? We want to help you with putting together a retirement blueprint so that you don't have to be the one worrying about it, right? We'll sit down with you. We'll have a few initial meetings to gather what your goals and concerns are. We'll walk you through our process. We'll go slow with it, but we want to put an income plan in place so that we figure out what income do you need generated from the investments you have saved up. What are you going to have coming in from Social Security and possibly a pension? And then it's our your job to manage a portfolio so that the income that you need is coming in every single month. We like to call it mailbox money, so that it's coming in consistently. We're rebalancing your portfolio to keep that income coming in so that you're able to do the things you want to do, like travel or play golf or spend time with your grandkids, and you don't have to constantly be worrying about your finances. Now, we want to meet with you regularly so that you're coming in and reviewing your plan with us. But that's our responsibility as a financial advisor, is to help you with that retirement blueprint.
All right, final question, Kurt. You've got it. It comes from Alex in Oakmont. My dad worked at the same job for 30 years before he retired with a pension. And it just seems like he's never had to worry much about money. Now, I've worked for three different companies, but I've always made sure to contribute to the company 401k with each position I've held, and I'm realizing that I should do something with these different accounts. There's a good amount in each of them, but I don't know how to consolidate that money or if that would even be the best thing for me to do. I'd sure love to enjoy retirement one day like my dad has.
Well, let me first state, I don't know Alex's age, but if Alex, if you're younger, here's what I would encourage you. Whenever you leave a job and you have a what we call a dormant 401k, you were contributing and it's still at your previous employer. Whenever you start employment with a new job and you are contributing to a new 401k, you can roll that old dormant 401k into your current. So you can literally combine those 401ks into your current 401k. Now, why might you want to consider doing that? Well, just ease of management. You can still get the diversification. When you're not at an employer, you don't get as much, you know, service on that account, and you sort of sometimes forget about it. You don't want to forget about that money. You want it working for you. That's one of the options. Another option is you can roll those dormant 401ks out to a traditional IRA in your name. There's no tax implication if it's done properly. And then you can actually begin planning for retirement now because you have an IRA. And within an IRA versus a 401k, you have a lot more investment options outside of a 401k than you do within. A couple of different things you need to consider. First and foremost, 401ks are traditionally low cost. Not always, but traditionally they're lower cost. Cost because you don't have an advisor, you just have investment management. So you may want to consider that if you're younger, just be growth oriented. And once you hit that 45 to 50 year old age, that's when you start really looking for someone like myself or Ethan or our firm who can help begin planning for that retirement. But if you have that traditional IRA, again, there's a lot more options outside of the 401k within the traditional IRA. So there's a lot going on. And I would encourage you to talk to someone, whether it's your HR person at your current employer, whether it's an advisor, seek that help to determine what is most appropriate for you and your circumstance. And if you have been listening today, I would encourage anyone listening, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. Definitely give us a call. We will walk you through our retirement blueprint process. There is no cost. There's no obligation. But we will look at those five key areas that oftentimes people often overlook. First and foremost, income. How much do we need? What's our sources of income? What's our budget? And then formulating a true income plan to provide that income in retirement, looking at proper investment allocation. Once we look at the investment allocation, let's make sure that income's coming in as tax efficiently as possible. Let's plan for healthcare, because healthcare is a big risk to your retirement in the future. And then lastly, legacy, making sure you provide for your heirs in a manner that is as effective and efficient as possible. 412-515-3355 is our phone number. Give us a call. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.